ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం. సదాశివసమారంభాం శంకరాచార్యమ్యమాం అస్మదాచార్య పర్యంతం వందే గురు పరంపరాం. సద్గురు చరణారవిందాభ్యాం నమః. బ్రహ్మసూత్రాస్ చాప్టర్ 2 పాద 3 వియదధికరణం నవియద శ్రుతే అస్తితూ గౌణ్య సంభవాత్ శబ్దాచ్చ చాచైకస్య బ్రహ్మశబ్దవత్ ప్రతిజ్ఞా అహానిహి అవ్యతిరేకాత్ శబ్దేభ్యః యావద్వికారం తు వికారో లోకవత్. మాతరిష్వాధికరణం ఏతేన మాతరిష్వావ్యాఖ్యాతః. అసంభవాధికరణం అసంభవస్తు సతః అనుపపత్తేః. తేజోధికరణం తేజోతః తతాహ్యాహ. అభధికరణం ఆపః. పృథివ్యధికరణం పృథివీం అధికార రూప శబ్దాంతరేభ్యః. తత్ అభిధ్యానాధికరణం తత్ అభిధ్యానాదేవతు తల్లింగాత్ సహ. విపర్యాధికరణం విపర్యేణ తో క్రమః అతః ఉపపద్యతే చ. అంతరా విజ్ఞానాధికరణం అంతరా విజ్ఞానమనసి క్రమేణ తల్లింగాది చేత్ నా విశేషాత్. చరాచర విపాశ్రయ అధికరణం చరాచర విపాశ్రయాస్తూ స్యాత్ తద్వ్యపదేశ భాక్తః తద్భావభావిత్వాత్. ఆత్మాధికరణం నాత్మశ్రుతేః నిత్యత్వాచ్చ తాభ్యః. జ్ఞాధికరణం న్యోత ఏవ. ఉత్క్రాంతిగత్యధికరణం ఉత్క్రాంతిగత్యాగదీనాం. స్వాత్మనాచోత్తరయోః న అణుః అతః శ్రుతేః ఇది చేత్ న ఇతర అధికారాత్. స శబ్దోన్మానాభ్యాం చ అవిరోధశ్చందనవత్. అవస్థితి వైశేష్యాదితి చేత్ న అద్యుపగమాద్ ధృతిః. గుణాద్వాలోకవత్ వ్యతిరేకో గంధవత్. తథా చ దర్శయతి పృథక్ ఉపదేశాత్. తద్గుణసారత్వాత్తు తద్వ్యపదేశ ప్రాజ్ఞవత్. యావత్ ఆత్మభావిత్వాచ్చ న దోషః తద్దర్శనాత్. పుంస్త్వాదివత్ త్వస్య సతః అభివ్యక్తి గోఘాత్. నిత్య ఉపలబ్ధిః అనుపలబ్ధి ప్రసంగః అన్యతర నియమో వా అన్యథా. కర్తాధికరణం కర్త శాస్త్రార్థవత్వాత్. విహారోపదేశాత్ ఉపాదానాత్ వ్యపదేశాచ్చ క్రియాయాం నచేత్ నిర్దేశ విపర్యయః. ఉపలబ్ధివత్ అనియమః శక్తి విపర్యయాత్. సమాధ్యభావాచ్చ తక్షాధికరణం యథాచ తక్షోభయతా. పరాయత్తాధికరణం పరాత్తు తచ్చుతేః. కృతం ప్రయత్నాపేక్షస్తు విహిత ప్రతిషిద్ధా వయ్యత్తాదిభ్యః. అంశాధికరణం అంశో నానా విపదేశాత్ అన్యతా చాపి దాశకితవాదిత్వం అదీయత ఏకే. దిస్ ఈస్ ద 43rd సూత్ర ఆఫ్ ది 3rd పాద ఆఫ్ 2nd చాప్టర్ 259th రన్నింగ్ బ్రహ్మసూత్ర. అండ్ వి సా ది జనరల్ ఇంట్రడక్షన్ ఇన్ ది లాస్ట్ క్లాస్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ రిలేటివ్లీ బిగ్గర్ అధికరణం. And now we will come to the general analysis of the first sutra today, the sutra that I just read. Here Vyasacharya says that Jivatma has to be taken as an amsha because Vedas talk about both Veda as well as Abheda. So amsho nana vipadeshat anyata chapi dashakita vaditvam adhiyata eke. నానా విపదేశాత్ మీన్స్ భేద ఆర్ డిఫరెన్స్ ఈస్ పాయింటెడ్ అవుట్ విపదేశాత్. అన్యత అన్యత మీన్స్ అదర్వైజ్. సో ఇట్ మీన్స్ అభేద విపదేశ సిన్స్ ద డిఫరెన్స్ ఈస్ ఆల్సో టాక్డ్ అబౌట్ ఐడెంటిటీ ఈస్ ఆల్సో టాక్డ్ అబౌట్ కెన్స్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు కన్క్లూడ్ జీవాత్మ ఈస్ అంశ ఎ పార్ట్ అండ్ వేదాత్మ డస్ నాట్ గివ్ భేద వాక్యం ఇన్ దిస్ సూత్ర బికాస్ Vyasacharya feels we have got any number of Veda Vakyams. For example, in Chandogya itself, we saw in the 8th chapter, Yat antaha tad anveshtavyam tadvava vijignasitavyam. 8th chapter, first section, first sutra, first mantra. And also in the 8th chapter, 7th section also, so anveshtavyaha sa vijignasitavyaha. So Jivatma, we must search out that it is, we must try to understand. So it is very clear that Paramatma is the destination and Jivatma is the traveler, and he has to search and attain Paramatma. And here Veda is evident, because Jivatma is the traveler, Paramatma is the destination. Even the well-known Brahmavit Apnodi Param, the Taittiriya Shruti, that is also Veda Upadesha only, because Upanishad says that the knower of Brahman, Brahman is known, and Jivatma is the knower. So according to Vishishtadvaita interpretation, Brahmavit means Brahma Upasaka, according to that. Brahmavit means Brahma Upasaka only. Whether you take it as knower of Brahman or meditator of Brahman, duality is clear. Brahma is object of Upasana and Jiva is meditator, and all Shruti statements, they talk about Veda only. So Vyasacharya does not give separately Veda Vakyas here, but he gives Shruti support, Veda support for Abheda Vakyas. And in this sutra, he quotes a mantra from the Atharvana Veda. We have not seen Atharva quotations at all so far. So he gives a quotation from Atharvana Veda, and Shankaracharya, he gives the quotation. He only mentions it. And Shankaracharya gives the quotation. Brahma dasha, Brahma dasa, Brahmaiva me kitavaha. That is the statement in the Atharvana Veda. So Brahma dasha, Brahma dasa, Brahmaiva me kitavaha. So Vyasacharya hints the quotation, Shankaracharya gives the quotation. But Brahma Suktam in Atharvana Veda is not available now. Actually, between Shankara's time and our time, it's a lot of quotations are not available. We only know that they are all mentioned in Shankara Bhashyam. Only from that we come to know, not that we have seen those, the Moola. So the meaning of the Shruti statement is, Paramatma alone is in the form of all living beings. Dashaha means fishermen. And even the ordinary fishermen, they are uneducated people. They are also none other than Brahman only. Then Brahma Dasa, Dasa means all laborers, all servants. They are also Brahman only. That is Paramatma only. And Brahma Kitavaha, they are gamblers. They are also Brahman, Paramatma only. So in short, Paramatma alone is everything. And here Abheda between Paramatma and the world or the living beings is talked about. They gave these various examples. So Veda and Abheda Vakyams are there in Shruti. And we reconcile that Jivatma is part of Paramatma. I am Paramatma. You are also Paramatma. Everyone becomes a part of Paramatma. This is the general analysis of this sutra. Now let us go to the word analysis. Amshaha. Amshaha means Jivatma is part of Paramatma. Amsha. Nana Vipadeshat. Since the scriptures, they declare them to be different. Paramatma, Jivatma, they are, the scriptures, they declare them to be different. Cha anyatha, cha means and anyatha otherwise. Ek, some Vedic portions, it refers to some Vedic portions. Adiyate, they declare Brahman or Paramatma to be Dasa Kitavaditva. That's what we saw just now, fishermen, gamblers and all those people. Parabrahmam is that also. That is the running meaning. Now let us see the significance of the words. Amsha means a part, and we have to supply Jivatma is an Amsha of Paramatma. That is the part. Amsha means that. Jivatma is an Amsha of Paramatma. And technically called Amsha Amsi Sambandha, that we already saw, part whole relationship. So Nana Vipadesha means the Vedic statements. Nana refers to Veda here, various. So there are different views or Veda Shruti Vakyams, they are there because of the existence of the Veda Vakyams in the Shastras. Anyatha, Anyatha should be translated as Abheda Vakya. Abheda Vakya, cha. There are other statements also which talk about Abheda. So because of these two, Bheda and Abheda, there is only one way to reconcile. And what is that? We should combine and we will call it Bheda Abheda Shruti, which means Amsaha. That is where Vyasacharya comes. So he gives the quotation of Dasa Kitavaditvam. Dasa here, as I told you, Dasa is a fisherman and Kitava refers to gamblers and all that. So Brahman is identical with everything. Shiva is identical with all. That is the conclusion in this sutra. Eke adiyate. Some Vedic portions, some branches of the Vedas. Actually, he refers to the Atharvana Veda, Atharvana Shaka. So each Veda is supposed to be a Shaka. Here it is Atharvana Shaka, a portion called Brahma Sukta Shakinaha. So that, as I told you, that portion is not available with us. We are only seeing it from the Shankara Bhashya. Shankaracharya quotes another mantra also from Shvetashvatara Upanishad in the 4th chapter, 3rd mantra. Tvam stri, tvam pumanasi, tvam kumara utava kumari, tvam jirno dandena vanchasi, tvam jato bhavasi, vishvato mukaha. That is the mantra he quotes. Says, hey Paramatma, you are in the form of women also, you are in the form of man also, you are in the form of a body, you are in the form of a girl. All of them, they indicate that Paramatma is everything. So Vishwarupa Darshana is Dvaitam only. We should understand. Vishwadarshana is still Dvaitam only. Only difference we add is what? Vishwarupa, from Vyavaharika Drishti, it is Vishwarupa. Advaitin says, yes, it is Dvaitam from Vyavaharika Drishti. If you don't add Vyavaharika Drishti, it will become Visishtadvaitam, Advaitam also. And if you add Vyavaharika Drishti, it is Advaitam, as I mentioned in the last class also. Now let us go to the next sutra. Mantravarnacha, 44th sutra, 260th running Brahma Sutra. The support of 43rd Brahma Sutra, that the individual jiva is a part of Brahman, that is given here in this sutra also. Here, Vyasacharya says that I have reconciled Veda Vakyam and Abheda Vakyam by using what technique? This Amsha Amsi Sambandha. By using this Amsha Amsi Sambandha, I have reconciled Veda Vakyas and Abheda Vakyas of Shruti. That is the only logical midway between Dvaitam and Advaitam. Only logical midway. This is the only logical reconciliation. Then Vyasacharya says, it is not only a logical solution, but that is the only thing that is given by Veda itself. Amsha Amsi Sambandha is not my invention. Vyasacharya says, it's not my invention. And Veda itself suggested Visishtadvaitam as the reconciliation between Dvaitam and Advaitam. Even though he did not use the word Visishtadvaitam explicitly. Therefore, Visishtadvaitam is Vedic preposition because it is given in the Veda itself. Advaitins, they say that I accept, yes. But we will add what? Vyavaharika. The Vedic preposition to take it as mantra varnas. All these things are taken as mantra varnacha. That is the sutra. So they are all mantra varnas. Now the question is, where do we find this Amsha Amsi Sambandha? And we find it in the very well-known Purushasukta mantra. The 3rd mantra of Purushasukta, what does it say? Etavanasya mahima ato jayagrischa purushaha pado osya vishwa bhutani tripadasya amritam divi. This mantra makes it very clear that all this is only a description of his greatness, his mahima, etavanasya mahima. But the Purusha himself is much greater than all these. And also it occurs in the 3rd chapter, in the 12th section of the Chandogya also. Similar mantra. Tavanasya mahima tato jayagascha purushaha padosya sarva bhutani tripadasya amritam divi iti. That mantra and this Purushasukta mantra are very similar. So the 1/4 is Vishwabhutani, 1 pada, 1/4 only Vishwabhutani, all the living beings of the entire cosmic makeup. they occupy only a part, 1/4 of the Ishvara. So Purushaha not only pervades the whole creation, Paramatma, and then it extends 10 more inches. That's what it says. Ashta Tripadasyam Ritham Divim, but it extends this Atyadishta Dasangulam, the Dasangulam, the 10 inches. Sahasra Sirisha Purushaha, Sahasraksha Sahasra Padam, Sabhumim Vishwato Vrutvam, Atyadishta Dasangulam, 10 inches is 10 inches means it's figurative number. It extends much beyond. That's what it means. It 10 inches it extends beyond all these. That means Paramatma is taller, bigger than the creation. That means creation occupies only a part of Paramatma. In the Puranas also it is said, in Krishna's mouth, the whole cosmos was seen by Yashoda. All these things they show that the creation is a part of Paramatma only. Jivatma must be still the smallest part of Paramatma. So for Visishtadvaitam, for Amsha, Amshi, Sambandha, not only the logical support, but also scriptural support is there for Visishtadvaitam. Therefore, Shankaracharya says that I accept, but I will add Vyavaharikam Drishtya. From the Vyavaharika angle, that is correct. This is the general analysis of this sutra. Now let us go to the word analysis. Mantra Varnat Cha, that is the sutra. Mantra Varnat Cha. From the Shruti statement also, we know this. Mantra refers to Shruti mantras. Now we will see the significance of the words. Mantra Varnat. So what are the Veda mantras described here? Because when Vyasacharya says mantra, Mantra Varnat, he should have the Shruti mantras in mind. So one mantra he has, he's already described it. Padose Vishwabhutani Apurusha Suktam is one mantra. And also the Chandogya mantra of third chapter, we said Tavanasya Mahima, that mantra also we just saw, the second mantra. And the third one he has in mind is from Mundaka Upanishad, second Mundaka, first section, first mantra, where the fire and the spark example is given. We have quoted this earlier also. Yata Sudeeptat Pavakat Vispulingaha Sahasrashaha Prabhavante Sarupaha Tatakshara Somya Bhavaha Prajayante Tatra Chaivapi Yanti. Every Jivatma is like a spark and Paramatma is like a huge conflagration of fire. You know, spark is an amsha of the total only. Everybody says that spark of divinity is within you. So this is nothing but amsha, amsi, sambandha only. Relationship. And we know this fact that Jivatma is an amsha of Paramatma. From all these statements. Let us go to the next sutra. Apichasmaryate. 45th sutra of the third pada, 261 running Brahma Sutra. So the argument that the individual Atma, Jivatma is part of Brahman, that is concluded here in this sutra. Not satisfied with the Shruti support, Vyasacharya gives the Smriti support also. Actually, when Shruti support is there, Smriti support is not required because Shruti is more powerful. What all is given in Smriti is nothing but what was already said in Shruti only. But still, he gives the Smriti support also here. And he gives the support from where? From Bhagavad Gita, 15th chapter, 7th mantra. Mamaiva amsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanaha Mana Shastanindriyani Prakritisthani Karshati. The embodiment, embodied Jivatma, embodied souls, whatever it is, in this material world, they are my eternal fragments only, my parts only. But bound by material nature, they struggle. Struggle with what? With the six senses, including mind. Mana Shastani Indriyani. Visishtadvaitins, they revel in this vakyam. Advaitins will add, yes, this is true, Vyavaharika Drishtya, not from Paramarthika Drishti. That's what the Advaitins will add to the meaning of the shloka. So in Vyavaharika angle, the relationship between Jivatma and Paramatma is Amsha Amshi only. And there is another Gita statement also. Athava bahunaitena किं ज्ञातेन तवार्जुन विष्टव्याहमिदं कृत्स्नम् एकांशेन स्थितो जगत्। Krishna says, I support this entire universe, pervading it with a single fraction of myself. Whatever glories are there, they all belong to me only. He says, the whole creation occupies a small portion of mine. So everything is like an amsha, the amsha-amsi relationship only. Now let us do the word analysis. Apicha, apicha refers to moreover. Smaryate, smaryate is remembered. This is stated in the smritis also. That's the simple sutra, but let us see the significance of these words. Apicha is moreover. The cha is also the conjunction to the previous shruti support that we saw earlier. So the first sutra gave the logical support, and the second gave the shruti support, Veda support, and the third gives the smriti support. That is this one. Smaryate, it is remembered. Wherever the verb remembered is used, it refers to smriti vakya, from smriti, like Gita and all that, Puranas. And this is revealed in smriti means what? That jivatma is a part of paramatma is revealed in the smriti also. Now let us go to the next sutra. Prakashadivat naivam paraha. This is the 46th sutra, third pada, 262nd running Brahma Sutra. Prakashadivat naivam paraha. The speciality of the Supreme Lord is shown in this sutra. Let us do the general analysis of the sutra first. Here, Vyasacharya answers a possible serious doubt. It's not an ordinary doubt. Possible serious doubt that can come to a student relating to the Amsha Amsi philosophy or the Visishtadvaita philosophy. We say that the whole world is part of Paramatma. That means what? Not only Achetana Prapancha is part of Paramatma. In this context, we say every Jivatma is a part of Paramatma. And we all know that Jivatma is full of what? Jivatma is full of doshas, lot of defects. Each Jivatma is a bundle of papams and punyams also. And not only that, this jiva, each jiva has got what? Raga, dvesha, kama, krodha, loba, moha, madha, matsarya. And each one is a bundle of pollution, to use our language. And all these jivatmas are part of Paramatma. Therefore, if Paramatma includes all jivatmas, that means Paramatma should necessarily include all the impurities also. And Paramatma will be an embodiment, not just limited impurities, but cumulative impurities of all of us. It means what? Paramatma deserves our sympathy only for carrying the impurities of all jivas because of association with Paramatma. He becomes a Mahasamsari. We are all supposed to join Paramatma for the sake of moksha. Here the doubt is what? By joining the Paramatma, for my state, my lot is improved or not, has worsened. Logically speaking, it seems to have worsened. Why? Because as long as I stand separate, what do? I carried only my own impurities. Now upon joining with Samsari, the Samashti Paramatma, I carry the impurities of all the people also. Then we tend to avoid even moksha. And here Dvaitins, they come and they say, Jivatma is separate, Paramatma is away from Jivatma, therefore Paramatma is untouched by the impurities of Jivatma. And so Dvaitins claim our Paramatma is safe without coming near us at all. So how does Siddhanti solve this problem? That we have to see. So if you really see the context, in this 17th Adhikaranam and final Adhikaranam of this particular chapter, or the third Pada section, known as the Amsha Adhikaranam, the relationship of Jivatma, Paramatma is discussed. That's what we are doing now. So we should remember that the relationship discussed here is from what angle? From Vyavaharika Drishti only. How do we know that? We come to know by seeing the flow of the topics in this particular section. The flow of the Adhikaranams. In the last four Adhikaranam onwards, Vyasacharya talks about Jivatma as Karta. From Paramarthika Drishti, Jivatma is not Karta, he is Akarta only. Whereas from Vyavaharika Drishti, Jivatma is Karta. Since Vyasacharya says Jivatma is Karta, therefore the Drishti should be Vyavaharika Drishti. And the later Adhikaranam also continues in the same pace. Hence we should know that this relationship also, Amsha, Amshi, Bhava Sambandham, and to establish this relationship, he gave Shruti, Smriti and logical supports. And the logical support is what? Jivatma is talked as different from Paramatma, known as Veda Shruti, we saw it. Jivatma as identical to Paramatma, Abheda Shruti. So if you try to logically reconcile Veda Shruti and Abheda Shruti, the only recourse we can take is Amsha. Amsha alone logically fits in Veda Shruti and Abheda Shruti. So this is logical support that was given in the 43rd Sutra of this Pada. And in the 44th Sutra, he gave Shruti support. Jivatmas are supposed to be one pada, one quarter, one part, that part of Paramatma. Then he gave the Shruti support in the 44th Sutra. So this shloka and the Smriti support in the 45th Sutra from Bhagavad Gita. So in the 46th Sutra, Vyasacharya answers a possible doubt. This is the evolution. 43rd logical support, 44th Shruti support, 45th Smriti support, and 46th the answer of for a possible doubt. And earlier we said that the possible doubt is a serious doubt. When I started this sutra, I made a statement, this is an important, serious doubt. If Jivatma is part of Paramatma, then Paramatma also will be into trouble. The problem of the part belonging to the whole, that we just alluded to that. And the condition of the whole is worse than the part. Each part has to carry only its own problem only otherwise. Whereas the whole has to carry the problem of all parts. Each Jivatma is a samsari. Paramatma will become Mahasamsari. So what we will get by attaining that Paramatma or going through Aikyam with Paramatma? My journey will be from samsara to Mahasamsara. Where is the need to do sadhana at all to become such a Mahasamsari? That is the serious doubt. So let Paramatma remain wherever he is and let us be safely away. We don't have to go near this Paramatma at all. People might think. So this problem does not arise in Dvaita philosophy at all. And in Dvaitam, Jivatma is kept safely and Paramatma is away in Vaikuntha Loka or Kailasa Loka, wherever it is. And Jivatma will suffer. Paramatma will not be tainted. And he can even help Jivatma. Advaitam will have a greater problem. And Visishta Advaitam will have lesser problem. So these are all the various consequences of such a possible doubt. And there's a serious doubt. Now we have to clarify. Let us first do the general analysis of this sutra. Of course, this question can be approached and answered in various ways. The answer actually is based on the sutra which is going to come subsequently, not right here. It is the 50th sutra. In the 50th sutra, Vyasacharya will give an information there. Keeping that information in mind, we have to approach the answer here. I will only give the information now. The 50th sutra is called Abhasa Evacha. That is this sutra, Abhasa Evacha, where Vyasacharya says, when we say Jivatma is an Amsha of Paramatma, then Jivatma is an Amsha Aparamatma. Really speaking, the word Amsha should not be physically taken as a portion, as a part, because we know that consciousness is not available for apportioning or division. Just as what? Akasha is the example. Akasha cannot be divided because Akasha is indivisible. So Paramatma, which is subtler than Jivatma, cannot be divided, and the part should be taken, when we say Amsha, the part, it should be taken as Pratibimba Chaitanyam or Abhasa Chaitanyam. That is what is discussed in the 50th Sutra. So that is what Vyasacharya has in mind when he writes this Sutra. So it should be taken, the part should be taken, Amsha should be taken as Pratibimba Chaitanyam or Abhasa Chaitanyam. And Acharya makes a subtle difference also between Abhasa Chaitanyam and Pratibimba Chaitanyam. And we will take Abhasa Chaitanyam and Pratibimba Chaitanyam synonymous now, for the sake of our discussion, even though Shankaracharya makes a subtle difference between them. We'll gradually see all the development. Therefore, Vedantin says, Jivatma is an Amsha, that means it is Pratibimba Chaitanyam, and Paramatma is the original Chaitanyam. So this is, we called it as the reflected consciousness, Pratibimba Chaitanyam, and original consciousness, original Chaitanyam. Even though reflected consciousness is part of the original consciousness, the problem belonging to reflection will not belong to the original consciousness. Whatever problem they are attributed to the reflection will not be part of the original consciousness. This will be the answer in the foregoing sections. That is what Vyasacharya is going to allude to. So Amsha here refers to Pratibimba Chaitanyam. And now the incidental question is, who can we take the reflection as part of the original consciousness? Suppose if you take, for example, my body gets reflected in the mirror. I stand before a mirror, my body gets reflected in the mirror. Then reflection cannot be taken as part of my body. I hope you are all with me. I stand before a mirror, I see my reflection. The reflection itself cannot be taken as part of my body. And generally, we don't take the Pratibimba, the reflection, as part of the Bimba, my body, the Bimba, original image, original object. So we say it is a figurative expression. When we say the reflection is a part, we say figuratively. It is not literally, it is figurative expression. Like what, for example, we have given these examples here. For example, when we say that he is a tiger or he is a lion, we have given these examples. So that student is like a lion. Because of the common features between a lion and the student, maybe in terms of might, in terms of so many things, we use that expression that he is lion, he is tiger. Similarly, the Amsha and the Pratibimba, they have got some samanya gunas, common features. The Prabibimbam Amshatvam Upacharyate. It is aupacharika prayoga. Because of some commonalities between them, we use that expression. The common feature is what? The part cannot exist separate from the whole. If there should be a reflection, there should be an object. Otherwise, there could be no reflection. Independent existence of the reflection is not possible. For example, when you separate the hand from the body, hand cannot exist by itself. It has to be part of the body to be sentient. Pratibimba cannot exist separate from Bimba. And Pratibimba can be compared as part because it cannot exist separately. That is the reason we say it is part. And the second reason is that a part is neither totally identical with the whole, nor it is very different from the whole also. It is Bheda and Abheda. Part is not, it is neither totally identical with the whole, nor it is different from the whole. My hand is not very different from me. nor it is identical with me. Pratibimba is not very different from bimba, nor it is identical with the original. So pratibimbam is bhinna abhinnam from bimbam, and amshaha also is bhinna abhinna, neither very different nor identical with the whole. So pratibimba is figuratively said as part of bimba. That is the reason we call pratibimba, the reflection, as part of bimba figuratively. Jivatma, the chidabhasa, the reflected consciousness. I hope you are all familiar with the words reflected consciousness and all, because we have used it many times, right from Tathobodha onwards. So jivatma, chidabhasa, or pratibimba is seen as paramatma, the original consciousness. So the reflected consciousness, the jivatma, chidabhasa, pratibimba, is seen as paramatma, the original consciousness. And once you know this, then you will answer, the pratibimba chaitanyam will be affected by the reflecting medium. Pratibimba chaitanyam will be affected by the reflecting medium. If the reflecting medium is small medium, pratibimbam will be small. If it is reflect big medium, it's a dull medium, pratibimbam will be also dull. Whatever be different features of reflections, they will not affect the original. The sun is not affected, even though the reflected rays of sun may be, the reflected sun may be disturbed in muddy waters and undisturbed in clear water. In the clear water, sun is seen as such, whereas in muddy water, it seems dirty, disturbed. So the original is not affected. The original sun in the sky is not affected at all when the reflections are affected because of the doshas in the medium. Similarly, the jivatmas are affected because of the reflecting media, upadhis. The upadhi is called reflecting media, the shariras. Whereas the paramatma, the original consciousness, is not affected at all. This is the answer that we are giving for this particular analysis. Now let us go to the word analysis. Prakashadivan naivam paraha. That is the sutra. Prakashadivan naivam paraha. Paraha. Paraha na. Prakashadivat na evam paraha. So paraha na. Let us take those two words. Paramatma. Paraha refers to paramatma. Na means is not. Paramatma is not what? We have to supply. Paramatma is not a samsari. That is what we have to supply. Parahana means paramatma is not a samsari. Paramatma. Evam. Evam means like. Like what? The jivatma. Or in the case of jivatma. Jivatma is a samsari. Paramatma is not a samsari like jivatma. Prakashadivate. Prakashad, as in the case of light. Prakasha means light here. As in the case of light, etc. Adi. Adi pada means etc. So this is the running meaning. Now let us see the significance of the words. The first word is prakashadivat. That is the example. And the word prakasha should be taken as Surya Prakasha or Chandra Prakasha. As Acharya gives, it has to be, it can be Surya Prakasha or Chandra Prakasha, which has got two versions also. One is Bimba Prakasha, that is where up in the sky. So when you see the Surya or Chandra in the sky, that is the Bimba Prakasha. And the next one is Pratibimba Prakasha in a mirror or in water, some surface like that, some reflecting surface. So there's a Bimba Prakasha and Pratibimba Prakasha. So from this example, what we should note, the reflection is a part of the original, and the original is not affected when the reflection is affected. That is the information we have to understand. Reflection is a part of the original, and the original is not affected when the reflection is affected. For example, if you have a convex mirror or a concave mirror, you see two faces and all. One is a flattish face, another is a longish face, all kinds of things you see. Even though your face looks undisturbed, even though it looks disturbed in the mirror, you are unaffected. You are not disturbed. You are Paramatma, and the mirror image is Jivatma. So Jivatmas are affected due to what? due to reflecting media, upadhi, body mind complex. But Paramatma is unaffected by upadhi, sajivatma. So Paramatma is asangaha, unaffected. Shankaracharya gives actually one more example also. So even the reflection, Shankaracharya, unless he goes to a lot of depths. So even the reflection on inquiry, if you inquire to the reflection concept, it is not distorted at all. Reflection is not distorted. Distortion belongs to what? To the mirror only, the reflecting medium only. Reflection is seemingly distorted. There is also an adhyasa there. Reflection is seemingly only distorted because of the medium. And that is the ultimate stand, and maximum you can say that the distortion is related to the image. But I, the original, am not at all affected. We can say the distortion at best, you can say it is related to the image only, but I, the original, am not at all affected. This is the significance of Prakasha Drishtanta, this example. Then there is the Adipada also, relates to etc. All that, it relates to etc. The etc. can be Akasha, because these are the two examples we give in this regard most of the time. Prakasha and Akasha. In Akasha example, what happens? A conditioned space, seemingly polluted due to a dirty content. That is what the example there. A conditioned space, seemingly polluted due to a dirty content. Part space, which is an amsha of the total space, is seemingly polluted because of association with the content of the pot. Pot may have so many things inside. Because of the content, it gets polluted. And it appears as though the total space is seemingly polluted. Although the pot space is polluted due to the dirt in the pot, the entire space is not polluted. There is only one space, the total space, which should be polluted, and we do not say that at all. It can never be polluted. Even though the amsha of the space is seemingly polluted, the maha akasha is not polluted. Similarly, in the case of Jivatma Chaitanyam also, even though he is a samsari, Jiva is a samsari, Paramatma is not a samsari, and Shankaracharya gives several examples. He gives the Yaga Agni. For example, when people perform Yagas, the Yaga Agni is supposed to be very auspicious Agni, very holy Agni. But the Agni which is used for cremation, or Chita Agni, that is supposed to be inauspicious Agni. So Shankaracharya says, Agni by itself is neither pure nor impure, or it is ever pure only. And still that Agni, because of sambandha, association with the dead body, is taken as polluted. You cannot say that the total fire is polluted. That is prakashadivata. And the next word is na. Na means not. So we have to add to the samsari. Paramatma is not a samsari. That na should be added to samsari. So that is applied. So Paramatma is not a samsari, even though all the jivatmas are samsaris, for reasons we just now said. Evam. Evam here means samsari. It refers to similarly like a samsari. That should be understood in this context. We supply that word. Really speaking, whether Paramatma or Ishvara, the total consciousness, is samsari or not, it cannot be arrived logically at all. Can we logically prove that consciousness or Ishvara, Paramatma, is samsari or not logically? We should never logically analyze this topic at all. Because of which the Paramatma, the total consciousness, is samsari or not, we cannot analyze. Purvapakshi analyzed and he used logic. And what we did, we also argued with logic, which we should not have done. Because this is not a topic to be analyzed by logic. He took an example and we also took another example. When the part is affected or the whole is affected, the body, the limb is affected, the body is affected. This is their example, Purvapakshi's example. And what we did, Siddhanti, he took another example. When reflection is affected, the whole is not affected. We use the example in the field where logic should not have been used because Paramatma is apaurusheya vishayaha. You can talk about reflection of an individual of an object. You cannot talk about Paramatma's reflection and all. You cannot infer Paramatma is a samsari because Paramatma is not available for inference. In fact, really speaking, the other Jivatma is samsari or not, I can never know. Can I say X and Y are samsari or not? When I look at the so-called liberated people, people who got moksha, all that in so-called, the other people in the samsaris also, between samsari and the liberated person, there is no physical difference at all. Do I find any differences at all physically to see this person is a liberated person, this person is a samsari? When it is not available for pratyaksha or anumana, how can I say you are liberated person or a person with bondage or samsari? How can one say that at all? You can only talk for yourself, whether I am a samsari or not, but I can never say whether you are a samsari or not. Sometimes people ask the question, you know, these are all some funny questions people ask. Whether Shankaracharya is a liberated person, Ramana Maharishi is a liberated person, Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, is he a liberated person? People ask all these questions. We can only have a common understanding, but we cannot prove this way or that way at all. When I cannot find out whether another jiva itself is a samsari or not, how can I tell about Ishvara is a samsari or a samsari? I cannot make those statements, but we can only understand. It's a common understanding. They are all noble people. They are all evolved souls. So they might be liberated people. Shastram alone introduces. We cannot also see whether they are going to be reborn again. So Shastram alone introduces Ishvara, and Shastram alone can tell me whether Ishvara or Paramatma is liberated or not. Therefore, Vyasacharya gives Shastra Pramanam in the next sutra. Why I am saying all that is, in the next sutra, he is talking about Shastra Pramanam. Next sutra is Smaranti Cha, 47th sutra, 3rd Pada, 2nd chapter, and 263rd running Brahma Sutra. Smaranti Cha. Previous sutra is Yukti Pramanam, logic, which is more supportive Pramanam, and that is not the main Pramanam, which is given in this sutra. Main Pramanam is given here. Here we mean both the Shruti Pramanam and Smriti Pramanam. I mentioned this particularly because I'm going to make a statement regarding this later. Smaranti cha. Smaranti means by remembrance only. It is by memory. But this here, we say now it is both Smriti and Shruti. Smaranti cha. This sutra tells both. In Mundaka Upanishad, we saw the Shruti Vakyam, we know the Shruti Vakyam. And that is Dvasuparna, Sayujasakaya, Samanam Riksham, Parishaswa Jate, Tayoranyaha Pippalam Sadhvati, Anashtan Anyaha Avichakashiti. This mantra I just quoted also earlier. Which reveals Paramatma, the original consciousness, is asamsari. And Jivatma, the reflected consciousness, is samsari. Then this Smriti Pramana also, Shankaracharya quotes from various places, Na Lipyate, Palais Chapim, Padma Patri Imambasa. So even Ambasa. So there is also another quotation which Shankaracharya gives. Just as a lotus leaf is not affected by water, so also Paramatma is not affected by samsari, samsaritva. And Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita in the 4th chapter, Ajopi sannavyayatma bhutanam ishwaropi sannam prakritim swamadishthayam sambhavamyat atma mayayam. So even though I am unborn, Ajopi, Ajahapi, and imperishable, Avyayatma, and Lord of all creatures, Bhutanam Ishwaropisannam, Lord of all creatures, yet establishing in my own nature, Prakritim Swamadishtaya, I come into this empirical being through my Maya, Sambhavami Atma Mayaya. Krishna says very clearly. And in another shloka also, Krishna says, Bahuni me vetitani janmani tava charjunam tanyaham veda sarvani tattvam veta parantapam. I have taken avatars, many avatars. But we also have taken a lot of avatars, but the Lord remembers his avatars. He says, I remember all of them, indicating that aham sarvajnaha, not limited by knowledge or power of limited this thing, I am sarvajnaha. The Shruti, and Smriti support prove that Ishvara is a samsari. This is the general analysis. Now let us do the word analysis. The word cha, cha means moreover, smaranti. Smaranti means there are Smriti and Shruti statements in support of this. People remember this. That is the literal meaning. But here it should be taken as the authors of Smriti, they remember and they write. There are Smriti statements. Now the question is, the sutra refers to only Smriti statements, smaranti. How do you say Shruti also? People may have such doubts. Some people get such doubts. For which he says, although it is not said explicitly in the sutra, the word cha, cha indicates Shruti statements also, smaranti cha. That cha refers to Shruti and Smriti statements both. This is an incidental point. Let us go to the next sutra. Anujna pariharau dega sambandhat jyotiradivat. Anujna pariharau dega sambandhat jyotiradivat. 48th sutra of third pada, second chapter, 264th running Brahma Sutra. The need for observance of all these mandatory and prohibitory rules, vidhi nishedha, that is explained here. Interesting sloka, sutra. Here Vyasacharya explains all the transactional phenomena as to how they take place among jivatmas, various jivas, how various transactional things happen. Vyavaharika phenomena is the moment you come transaction and all, understand it is only no paramarthikam there, vyavaharika plane. So vyavaharika phenomena is explained here. So even though paramatma is one, reflections are many due to many reflecting media. So many body mind complexes are there, so many reflecting media are there. Reflections are many. So plurality of reflections are due to reflecting media only and not due to various paramatmas. If someone asks, Atma is one or many, we should ask, are you asking about Bimba Chaitanyam or Pratibimba Chaitanyam to them? If you talk of original consciousness, it is only one. But from Vyavaharika Drishti, it is many. Plurality of Atma has to be explained. It's a serious question. And its seriousness can be known when we make a comparative study of all systems of philosophy. We cannot give a hand-waving explanation for that, for plurality. Experientially, we see plurality only in the world, plurality of jivas. And therefore, the fundamental question is what? Atma is one or many? It is a very serious problem when you study different systems of philosophy. If you are confined only to Advaitic Vedanta, then there is no problem. There is only one is in view. When you study Vaisheshika, Nyaya philosophy, they say consciousness are many. For them, there is no Vyavaharika plane at all or Paramarthika Drishti at all for them. Therefore, consciousness are many, Chaitanyams are many according to them. They talk about many Atmas. Therefore, Vyasacharya has to present his view. Paramatma, the original consciousness is one, and reflected consciousness are many. Not only they are plural, many, they are different in attributes also. Even though Paramatma is attribute less, all are bombshells. Paramatma has no attributes, whereas reflected consciousness, all the jivatmas, they have got, they are many, and they have got different attributes also. Once the consciousness is reflected through a medium, then the attributes of the medium get transferred to the consciousness. And the Nirguna Pratibimba Chaitanyam becomes Saguna Pratibimba Chaitanyam, endowed with all these attributes of the medium. When the mirror is disturbed or moving, reflection moves. When the mirror is steady, reflection is steady. When the mirror is dull, reflection is dull. When the mirror is bright, reflection is bright. Therefore, we find all the jivarasis. They are all different layers of intelligence. They all have. If you take with a stavara, all those, you know, the trees and all that, their intelligence or consciousness is very dull consciousness. And they will be aware of only gross things. And if you take, for example, a buffalo for a music concert, it cannot appreciate or understand, even though the consciousness is the same. Same Chaitanyam is there. As medium becomes subtler and subtler, consciousness seems to get more and more evolved consciousness. All this evolved within quotes. More and more evolved consciousness. And that is how we say a jnani is in a higher state of consciousness. Original consciousness does not have any state and all that. But when the mind of a jnani is evolved, the consciousness is said to be in a higher state. We say all that. In Yoga Vasishtha, they talk about 4th, 5th, 6th states, all that. The states belong to the medium only and not to consciousness itself. But it is transferred. So the features and the properties are different. And not only that, there is status. Status differences are there. Higher strata, lower strata, classifications, all those things, they come. People ask the question, how can you classify a human being? How can you talk of higher and lower castes? How can you allot different karmas to each caste? After all, one Atma alone is there in all the jivas. And how do you classify? And how can Veda permit certain jivatmas to certain karmas and prohibit from certain other karmas? Vyasacharya says, there are differences in jivatmas, even though the jivatmas are from one Paramatma alone. From Vyavaharika Drishti, you have to accept various classifications. And Vidhi Nisheda should be followed, those do's and don'ts. Jivatmas are different. They are different because of the reflecting medium. And the reflecting medium is what? Stula Sukshma Shariram, the body. The essence of Sutra is what? Sharira Bedaha Pratibimba Bedate Vidhi Nisheda Bedaha Vartate Vartate Vartate. We have to again and again emphasize that it is there. We have to accept it. That difference will be there. Do not talk of Advaitam in Karmakanda at all. Going to Karmakanda, don't talk about Advaitam. Once you come to rituals, whatever Veda says, just to follow that in the rituals. Do not try to reform or innovate in enthusiasm, because we don't know. We are talking about Apurushaya Vishayas. Shankaracharya says, in Karmakanda, even among Brahmanas, various Brahmanas are there. Chaturvedi, Yakavedi, Trivedi, Dvivedi, all those. Those days, everybody was, there is no Ekavedi at all. Everybody was Vivedi, Trivedi, Chaturvedi. All of them, all those Brahmanas, they were all Vaidikas. And Shankaracharya says, Advaitam. And therefore, no one should say, all of them should be treated equally. And the Shastra even says to the, goes to the extent, if you treat them equally, it is Papam. If you treat those people, for example, one who is not to be given higher honor, if you give, or one who has to be honored, if he is not, in that family, three kinds of adversities will take place. Shastram says, what are the three? Poverty, maranam, bhayam, all those things might happen in such environment. When things, people who are not to be honored are honored, who are to be honored are ignored. Never talk of Advaita when you come to karma or puja, meditation or any of those things. Veda says one has no adhikara to do that. We have to accept it. When you talk of vyavahara, all these things one has to keep in mind. Even a sannyasi does not have a right to do many of the karmas belonging to a brahmachari, a grahastha or a vanaprasthi. Sannyasi cannot do rituals and all that. So there are so many vidhi, nisheda, so many things are there, and we have to see some more details of them. We will do it in the next class. Yo veda dausvara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakritilinasya yaparasamaheshwaraha purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vasishyate om shanti shanti shantihi shri gurubhyo namaha. Hari Om, Krishna Arpanamastu.